Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Many Daughters of a Fung Moy, a novel by Jamie Ford, read by Jennifer Lim, Cindy Kay, Natalie Nodis, Mirai, Sura Su, Emily Wu Zeller, and Nancy Wu, with a note read by the author.
This book is for anyone with a complicated origin story. I feel you. We all have some experience of a feeling, of what we are saying and doing, having been said and done before, in a remote time, of our having been surrounded dim ages ago by the same faces, objects, and circumstances. Charles Dickens. As far back as I can remember, I have unconsciously referred to the experiences of a previous state of existence. Henry David Thoreau. I saw that. Karma. Author's note. My first concert was Van Halen in 1984. Yes, I'm of a certain vintage. I wedged my scrawny 15-year-old self through the tube-topped crowd all the way to the barricade. Packed in like a sardine, I watched David Lee Roth in leopard print spandex toss his bleached mane all over the stage of the Seattle Center Coliseum. The evening was hot, sweaty, redolent of weed, and so loud that some days I swear my ears are still ringing from Ain't Talking About Love. So, imagine my surprise when decades later my 12-year-old son Taylor asked, "Have you ever heard of this band called Van Halen?" I'd never played any classic rock for him. We listened to a lot of Radio Disney in those days, and he somehow bumped into the quartet on YouTube and declared them the best band ever. At least until he discovered Genesis. Not the chapter in the Old Testament, but the prog rock group fronted by Peter Gabriel and later Phil Collins. Genesis was another band I was into as a kid, and within weeks my son anointed this group the best band ever. At the time, I thought this was a strange and humorous parent-child coincidence. But years later, while reading about transgenerational epigenetic inheritance, I wondered if something else was going on, something in the genes, or rather, a lot of somethings, creating a genetic proclivity for a certain kind of jam. I mean, he inherited my hairline and my overbite. Why not my questionable taste in music? Epigenetics, combined with a philosophical idea of determinism, made me wonder if free will is, if not an illusion, a bit of a...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?